Hi, I'm Allison Kulo.
Hi, I'm Roger Goldman. Welcome to Mountain Money.
Summit County Health Department held its drive-through vaccination clinic at the Park City Film Studios. What may have first seemed as an odd location, the film studios provided the efficient way for the community to get vaccinated. Chris Crowley, Summit County's Public Health Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, and Marshall Moore, Vice President of Operations for the Utah Film Studios, joins us this morning to give us some insight into how this all took place and the ultimate benefits of this use the studio brought to the community. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for all the work you've done over the past, at least 6 months that I know of.
Thanks, Allison.
And you know, it does help if I put on your mics. There we go.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
So let's just start, you know, I guess at the beginning in some ways, as far as, you know, Chris, when did you realize you're going to need to secure some sort of site to be able to invite the community to in order to vaccinate them?
Sometime around December 2019, when the Utah Department of Public Health started talking about the pandemic and the expectations that it was coming to the United States. Thankfully, the Summit County Health Department, we had already been doing pandemic planning since 2011. So we had plans in place, fairly broad plans with the expectation that we would use schools and other public facilities. But we had the foundations of what we thought would be our pandemic response.
And how did we end up at the film studio? How did the film studio come into play, Marshall?
Well, it went down simply like this. Beth Armstrong, who was part of the group that was looking for a place to do this, approached our ownership and said, would the studio be available? And we happened to have availability that time. Winter is usually a slower time for the studio. We were transitioning from having Yellowstone there for 3 years to whatever else was next. So we had the availability. So when they approached us and toured, the original thought was, well, maybe we'll have to use one of the stages. Well, that really wasn't practical because you'd have to drive in, turn around, and you turn out. But then we showed them something I don't think they knew existed, and that was our mill shop area, which had four roll-up doors, exterior roll-up doors, which they could, you know, basically, for logistic reasons, drive in one side and drive out the other and stay, keep everybody warm and dry during all types of conditions. So on that initial tour, I think the decision was made that this is a pretty good place to do this.
And it really did, I guess, show the community the films, the Utah Film Studio. Like, people hadn't been there. That's not a place on people's list as far as like, hey, let's go check that out. So it did bring you how many people through your, you know, roll-up doors?
When we talk about how many people, we're well over the 70% mark in terms of vaccinating our community. You know, our daily throughput was extremely high, and that was one of the most important pieces for us. We knew that it was going to be an extended campaign, upward of over 5 months. And if I can just back up for 1 second, our initial plan was we would use the schools to do vaccinations, the three high schools. But once the high schools went back into session, we didn't want to start disturbing that. So then we started looking at Richardson Flat, basically building out an entire facility using tent structures. That would have been a very, very tough go, but nonetheless, it would have been an effective use of again, a public piece of property. But the film studio really, really worked out well for us, and as Marshall pointed out, it had the layout of the property and of the spaces that we use was very conducive to queuing cars, getting them into a clean, dry, and warm space, and then exiting them out and never really crossing over in those traffic patterns.
You know, Chris, is a finance show, let's talk a little bit about the economics of this operation. I mean, the first huge piece of this was the economics of our use of the film studio. We didn't pay anything for that, did we?
Now, the Crandall family was extremely generous and offered us the Utah Film Studio immediately. The initial ask was, in fact, for 1 month, and I continually went back to Marshall, I think on a weekly basis, warning him that, you know, it might be another month. And this was based largely on the availability of vaccines. We just never really received the vaccines that were originally promised, and therefore there was no need to build Richardson flat out into a gigantic facility.
So the first thing is the facility, and I think, you know, the community is incredibly grateful for that. And, you know, as one of the people who spent a fair amount of time out there volunteering, talk a little bit about our volunteer force and the economic implications of that.
Well, first and foremost, Roger was our number one volunteer, and the cost of just having him stand there day in and day out was significant. That was a significant donation. Of course, his son did a much better job, son Porter. But
he trains well. He just can't be trained.
So just some quick fun facts, I guess, on our volunteers, who we absolutely could not have done this without them. We had nearly 500 volunteers, which was an astounding show of support from the community. And we had people volunteering more than 30 shifts, which was also remarkable to me. The total number of shifts we did was over 3,360, which came to about a little over 15,000 total hours. So if we just take $15 an hour as a round figure, we're looking at over $225,000 in basically donations to support our community health.
And I guess, you know, understanding that not only were the film studios given at no cost, but we had a significant number of volunteers. Tell me how this is different than other vaccination sites. Is this not typical from what communities saw throughout the U.S.?
I've spoken to a number of my colleagues across the U.S., and I haven't really heard anybody speak in terms of the community support that we've had. In fact, they've been somewhat envious of our volunteer workforce. Other communities are actually paying for nurses and doctors to be present to provide the vaccinations and to manage the facilities. We were fortunate. We had just this incredible outpouring of support from every level of the medical professional and just the local community.
Yeah, I want to highlight that, because when you talk about us unskilled labor at $15 an hour, that's one thing. But we were getting doctors and nurses, skilled medical professionals who were also volunteers. I guess of the total sort of medical staffing, how many paid people were there? Was almost everybody a volunteer, Chris?
Almost, I'd say 99% of the people were volunteers. The crew that were paid are really just the health department personnel who and Summit County and other municipal agencies who are providing support, be it snow removal or equipment, lots of technical infrastructure, and of course, like I said, the health department personnel.
Some of those volunteers did snow removal too, I have to say.
True.
Now that the film studio has been shut down, what is the health department doing in terms of ongoing vaccination support?
Well, we have vaccinations that are available at the Summit County Health Department and through the People's Health Clinic. And then across the community, there are a number of outlets, usually either through doctor's offices or smaller clinics throughout the county. And that was really, we just ran out of arms to put the vaccination into, and the number that were left could easily be covered by the various outlets throughout the county.
Marshall, let's talk about the film studio some more. You obviously have lost this giant crew that was disrupting things. My favorite days at the film studio were when we had a shoot going on, and I would stand at the gate and ask the person coming in if they were here for the shot or the shoot. What's going on now? Where are we going?
That was clever. Yeah. Well, let me just say that the studio, when it was first conceived and constructed, we knew that it would not only be used for motion pictures, television series, what it was built for, but there were other uses and other possibilities. Never did we see this as an opportunity. We thought there would be events and there have been, you know, a connection with Sundance, and there has been, and all that. But the studio is really multi-purpose use between the sound stages, the offices, the amount of parking that's available, and of course the mill shop area where they worked. And where they were every day. And I have to say, I admit, I miss seeing everybody every day. It became a way of life, a routine for me to pull up. And yes, we were able to have some productions go on simultaneously during the vaccination era, is what I'm calling it. And so we're continuing that on now. We have a client in the building that just followed seamlessly in as the vaccination center was moving out. Another production moved in, and they'll be there for about 6 weeks total, and then we'll be looking for our next client after that.
You have a feature motion picture in there now? Is that what's going on?
We have. It's not a motion picture, but it does have cameras.
Okay. And let me ask you a little bit about history. As I understand it, the departure of Yellowstone was related to the state's decisions with respect to film supplements. Explain a little bit about that program and the implications of that decision for you guys.
Sure. The Governor's Office of Economic Development has a new name now, but under that program manages a rebate incentive program designed to attract motion picture production to the state, to create jobs, to build infrastructure, and to bring literally millions of dollars into the state just by enticing them to choose Utah versus choosing somewhere else. Well, when Yellowstone got to season 4, after filming 3 seasons, about 1,200 days they were in the Park City area, but they already had a footprint in Montana. Montana's governor signed new legislation that was significantly better than ours, so it was easy for them to say goodbye to us, even though the facility, I think they labored over that because they didn't have anything near that in Montana. They had to kind of piecemeal buildings and offices together to make up what they had here in Park City. But yes, the legislature did not respond well enough to the needs of not only Yellowstone, but other productions too. So we're having to turn away millions of dollars in production and jobs that we could be having come to not only to the studio, but to the entire state. So it is a rebate program. It is post-performance. They have to apply for it. And as far as I understand right now, for the fiscal year, which hasn't even begun yet, I don't think there's much left to approve any new projects for the next year.
So knowing that that impacted Yellowstone, how are you seeing that with the other productions that are coming in, knowing that Yellowstone spent, what you said, 1,300 days, mm-hmm. roughly in this right. area? Are you just seeing shorter productions, maybe not those long-term?
Well, that's a great observation. That's why I say I call them one-offs. Mm-hmm. So a series will come and stay as long as the series goes. So as Yellowstone, they moved in April 2017 and moved out in October 2020. What we see now is a commercial will move in, and 5 days later they move out. Or in the current one, they'll move in, and then 6 weeks later they'll move out. Or we'll have an event that moves in the day before and moves out the next day. So that's what we're looking at now versus all the economic development that happens when, you know, 200 people are looking for a place to live for 6 or 7 months, and they're all right here in this area. And that's what the incentive does. It encourages the use of, you know, not only the locations in the area, but the services and the support, you know, the support services, the hotels, the food, all that. It's like having an event, a corporate event for 6 months and 200 people as your captive audience spending money in the area. But without it, they're not coming and staying long term.
Obviously a target for legislative action, I assume.
Yeah, it's on our radar. Right. It's on the radar of the Motion Picture Association of Utah. Obviously, we went through the last session. There was a slight increase in the amount available of $1.5 million added to the existing $6.79 million in the tax credit, but we're still under $10 million available. And that goes very quick. And it's, like I said, it's all a rebate. The money has to be spent, the jobs created first.
It does feel like a leveraged investment of government money that it seems, you know, when you're talking about films, it does seem a little short-sighted not to view that leverage. But, you know.
Because there's nothing paid in advance.
Right.
It all, you know, it comes after the the money has been left here.
Particularly given the spectacular advantages Utah has as a film location. Okay. I want to thank both of you for being there. I want to, once again, on behalf of the community, thank the film studio for its generosity in providing that fabulous vaccination site.
You've been listening to KPCW's Mountain Money. Do you love Mountain Money? Let us know. Leave us a review.